Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Very eventful day today. Of course, something terribly went wrong out in Utah. Charlie Kirk has died at 31 after he was shot and killed at an event at Utah Valley University. We're waiting for that feed from Orem, Utah. They're holding a press conference with the latest information. Once we tap into that feed, we will give that to you live on News Radio 92.3. Austin, let's go ahead and take a look at three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Scanlon Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender, County Attorney Allison Rogers, and Commissioner Stephen Berry will be deposed in a District 1 defamation lawsuit against two Pensacola funeral home directors. Bender and Rogers are scheduled for October 20th and Berry October 21st. Attorneys want information about letters sent by local funeral home directors in April 2023 that raise concerns about body conditions after autopsies.
Number two.
And today marks the peak of hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season predicted to be above normal. Instead, NHC watching tropical waves, not hurricanes or tropical storms or even tropical depressions. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions, and forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf over the next 7 days.
Number three.
The city of Pensacola is revising its land development code to make it easier to understand and to support attainable housing. This represents the first comprehensive update to the code since its original adoption back in 1947. City officials have identified changes to the code as a significant measure in addressing the local housing situation.
All righty, just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. Also got an accident reported. This is going to be in Pace, causing heavy congestion going both east and west. This is right as you are approaching Highway 197A. That is also Woodbine Road. That's what it's known as. So be on the lookout for that area. I would just try to avoid that entirely. Looking pretty severe at this time. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, just about, it's sunny, mostly clear, just like it's been for the past few days, and it's going to be going forward. Low of 69 tonight, and then as we get into the weekend, it's going to be highs sitting at around 90, 91 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
5:16 News Radio 92.3. Well, you've probably been wondering about the status of the plans for the Old Baptist Hospital facility, right? Well, as you know, of course, county's been grappling with the city on how it can contribute to the project. Now, earlier today, Mayor Reeves was on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and discussed the hospital.
Right. Well, we have a donation agreement in place.
Right.
And we just haven't closed on it. So we have a signed donation that's coming this Thursday to our council to take the additional parcels that were right of first refusal parcels, and then actually that we're going to go ahead and take possession of those. And because we're already planning whether the county decides to live up to the contribution or not, we're planning. We've got to be future planning here, and one of those potentials, as I mentioned to our council on Monday, would be, well, if we can sell these additional parcels that weren't included in the original donation at market rate and to the highest bidder, well, that's a way to help mitigate this drop in expectation of the $2 million that we've been talking about for 19 months.
Okay, Baptist Hospital Healthcare vacated the former campus after building new facilities. Of course, you've seen that beautiful structure. Pensacola is set to take ownership of the 31-acre property. We're talking about over on Marino Street, demolish existing infrastructure over the next few decades, build a mixed-income community. There you go. You have it in a nutshell. The vision.
And two people were injured after a driver ran a red light in Escambia County. FHP crash report said the driver of a truck was driving south on County Road 95A when he ran a red light, crashing into the driver's side of an SUV that was reportedly driving east in the inside lane on West Airport Boulevard. Both drivers were taken to Baptist Hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the truck was issued a ticket for running a red light, according to FHP.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, a rising star in Democratic circles hopes to shake up a closely watched Florida Senate race. Ryan Schmelz has more.
Jennifer Jenkins burst onto the political scene in 2020 when she won a school board seat in a Florida county President Trump won by 10 points. Now she's trying to once again pull off an upset.
Lately, politicians have forgotten how to use their voice.
Jenkins becoming the first prominent Democrat to declare in the Sunshine State's 2026 Senate race, as she'll try to flip the seat currently held by Republican Senator Ashley Moody. Moody will be the heavy favorite to win re-election in a state where only one Democrat has won a statewide race since 2018. Democrats need to flip four seats to take back the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And hundreds of people are protesting upcoming budget cuts outside Miami-Dade Commission headquarters today. Miriam Singer, president of Jewish Community Services of South Florida, says there's a proposed 30% reduction in grants for safety net services. The $12.9 billion plan includes cuts to charity grants, parks, and social services while hiking transit fares. The second budget hearing set for next week.
518 News Radio 92.3, the Escambia Legislative Delegation, which includes Florida Rep. Michelle Saltzman, Representative Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates. Well, they met Tuesday evening at the Molino Community Center. The delegation discussed a range of topics related to legislative responsibility to citizens. Local governments presented appropriation requests for consideration in the upcoming legislative session. Big night up there. Really was.
Absolutely. 518 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
All right, it's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah, crisp, refreshing, that hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar, real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday, join the Vitas Healthcare and Pensacola Humane Society on North Q Street for a 9/11 community remembrance event from 11 till 3. See PensacolaHumane.org for more info. The Upper Room's annual Mission 5K will be held Saturday starting at 8 on Pensacola Beach. Proceeds will benefit the church's missions. Find out more at UpperRoomPensacola.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. President Trump gave a very interesting speech at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. talking about putting prayer and maybe the Bible back in schools. In scary technology news, 50% of young men say they would consider having an AI girlfriend rather than a real-life girlfriend because of loneliness and fear of rejection. How might revising the land development code facilitate the construction of affordable housing? We talked about it with DC Reeves. You can catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the fans.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Been a very, very sad day. Charlie Kirk has been shot and killed. He was 31 years old at Utah Valley University. He was giving a speech midday today. President Donald Trump was the one that confirmed his death on post on Truth Social. Yeah, it was a very, very strange situation because there were thousands of people around. And he was in under a tent giving a speech. In fact, one of the witnesses of the scene described the moments that followed that shooting.
Everybody in there was very concerned for him. And all I could think of was go towards Charlie because I just want to know if he was okay. You know, there are a lot of people like him. He's a very courageous man.
Well, another witness shared his experience, stating he really wasn't at the event. Kirk was hosting, but he was nearby on campus.
From what I heard, it was a sniper from a long ways away. So I don't know. I think the focus of this should probably be on probably some sort of gun control or something like that, so that things like this can't happen again.
Okay, I want you to stand by with us. We've just got the notice from the floor director in Orem, Utah. They're going to be holding an update press conference exactly where this investigation has gone so far this afternoon, but we will have it live for you on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely, and with it being just about 5:25 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you in this segment here. Let's see, just traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving, use as directed. Let's see, looking at the roads here, far and away, our worst-looking spot is going to be it's on Highway 90 near Pace. Traveling east or westbound towards Woodbine Road, we've got a very nasty accident there causing heavy congestion going both ways. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of congestion in our usual spots, nothing to really be alarmed by. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 69 tonight, sunny, mostly clear for the next several days.
Okay, and let's go back and make sure we get you all caught up on the stocks. They ended mixed today as the producer price index report boosted hopes for a Fed rate cut. Let's go to Hillary Barsky now. She has the report.
A surge in shares of Oracle, which said AI had fueled an astonishing quarter, led to a broader rally in AI-related stocks. Shares of Oracle rose 36% for a record high. In addition, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that OpenAI signed a contract to purchase $300 billion in computing power over roughly 5 years from Oracle. As a result of Oracle's earnings, shares of chipmakers NVIDIA, AMD, and Broadcom rallied on cloud momentum. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Goldman Sachs, and Caterpillar, the Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 220 points, the Nasdaq higher by 7, S&P 500 up 19. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is a breaking news report on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take you to Orem, Utah now. We are following the terrible accident and the shooting of Charlie Kirk, who was shot at 31 years of age at Utah Valley University. Shooting happening just a couple of hours ago. Let's take you live now to Orem, Utah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bo Mason, Commissioner for the Utah Department of Public Safety. Today, at approximately 12:20 Mountain Standard Time, political influencer Charlie Kirk was shot at an event at the Utah Valley University. He was taken by private vehicle to Timpanogos Hospital, where he later passed. The Utah Department of Public Safety will be co-leading this criminal investigation to find this killer, along with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We are working in unison with the County Sheriff's Office, the local police department, and the University Police Department, all of which have been very cooperative and fully engaged in this process. Shortly after the shooting, we did have a suspect in custody, George Zinn, but he was released from custody after we identified that he did not match the shooting suspect and was not an accurate person of interest. However, he has been booked into the county jail by Utah Valley University Police Department for obstruction of justice. We do still have an active investigation for the person of interest. This incident occurred with a large crowd around. There was one shot fired and one victim. While the suspect is at large, we believe this was a targeted attack towards one individual. This is a tragic moment in our state and in our country. As we heal, we encourage everyone who is struggling with news of the incident to call 988, our state mental health crisis line. In addition to that, our partners with the FBI will also be discussing other ways we can communicate through the public for tips and other information. Thank you.
You're listening to a live press update from Orem, Utah, on the death of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. This is News Radio 92.3. Charlie Kirk.
Our thoughts are also with the people who witnessed this traumatic event. We know that what you experienced was very difficult. Our thoughts are with you as well. As soon as we heard about the shooting, special agents and personnel from the Salt Lake Field Office responded immediately. We have full resources devoted to this investigation, including tactical, operational, investigative, and intelligence. To be clear, the FBI will fully support and co-lead this investigation alongside with our partners. We are working on setting up a digital media tip line, and as soon as it's established, we'll get that information out to everyone. I know there's a lot of questions. This is very much an active case, and this investigation is in its early stages. We are following all the leads and all the evidence. If anyone has any information, please report it to the FBI or local law enforcement. Thank you.
On behalf of President Tumenez, who we've been communicating with, and she's on her way back right now, I say that on behalf of Utah Valley University, we are shocked and saddened by the tragic passing of Charlie Kirk. We express our sincere condolences to the Kirk family. We grieve with our students, faculty, and staff who bore witness to this unspeakable tragedy. He was invited by the student group Turning Point USA to speak on our campus. We firmly believe that UVU is a place to share ideas and to debate openly and respectfully. Any attempt to infringe on those rights has no place here. We do not condone any form of violence at UVU and seek to make our campus a safe place for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this dark and tragic occasion. I want to thank our law enforcement officers who are leading this investigation, starting with Chief Long and his response here with the UVU Police Department. We're grateful for your leadership and your team. And again, to the speakers that you've just heard from who are co-leading this investigation. I also want to recognize Sheriff Mike Smith, who has been an invaluable partner as this investigation moves forward. I've been in touch with President Trump, with FBI Director Kash Patel. We are completely aligned with our state and federal partners as we work through this case. Now, this is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. And I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination. We are celebrating 250 years of the founding of this great nation. That founding document, the Declaration of Independence, that this great experiment on which we embarked together 250 years ago, that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. The first one of those is life.
You're listening to Utah Governor Spencer Cox on the death of Charlie Kirk, who was killed this afternoon at Utah Valley University. This is live, coming to you from Orem, Utah, on News Radio 92.3.
And today, a life was taken. Charlie Kirk was first and foremost a husband and a dad to two young children. He was also very much politically involved, and that's why he was here on campus. Charlie believed in the power of free speech and debate to shape ideas and to persuade people. Historically, our university campuses in this nation and here in the state of Utah have been the place where truth and ideas are formulated and debated. And that's what he does. He comes on college campuses and he debates. That is foundational to the formation of our country, to our most basic constitutional rights. And when someone takes the life of a person because of their ideas or their ideals, then that very constitutional foundation is threatened. Now, we have a person of interest in custody. The investigation is ongoing. But I want to make it crystal clear right now to whoever did this, we will find you. We will try you. And we will hold you accountable to the furthest extent of the law. And I just want to remind people that we still have the death penalty here in the state of Utah. Our nation is broken. We've had political assassinations recently in Minnesota. We had an attempted assassination on the governor of Pennsylvania. And we had an attempted assassination on a presidential candidate and former president of the United States, and now current president of the United States. Nothing I say can unite us as a country. Nothing I can say right now can fix what is broken. Nothing I can say can bring back Charlie Kirk. Our hearts are broken. We mourn with his wife, his children, his family, his friends. We mourn as a nation. If anyone in the sound of my voice celebrated even a little bit at the news of this shooting, I would beg you to look in the mirror and to see if you can find a better angel in there somewhere. I don't care what his politics are. I care that he was an American. We desperately need our country. We desperately need leaders in our country. But more than the leaders, we just need every single person in this country to think about where we are and where we want to be. To ask ourselves, is this it? Is this what 250 years has wrought on us? I pray that that's not the case. I pray that those who hated what Charlie Kirk stood for will put down their social media and their pens and pray for his family, and that all of us will try to find a way to stop hating our fellow Americans. With that, we're happy to take a few questions.
The FBI director is posting that a suspect is in custody. I would just like clarification. Do you or do you not have a suspected shooter in custody?
We have a person of interest in custody that is being interviewed right now.
We do.
That is not George Zinn.
That is not George Zinn. Okay. That is correct.
Is there any indication of foreign involvement? Looking for another shooter or anybody else related to this?
Yes.
You're listening to Utah Governor Spencer Cox taking questions this afternoon, appearing live on News Radio 92.3. This is in response to the death of Charlie Kirk, who at the age of 31 was shot down at Utah Valley University. We take you live back to Orem, Utah on News Radio 92.3.
Involved in the shooting?
At this point, there is no information that would lead us to believe that there is a second person involved.
Can you guys talk about the possible shooter?
Do you want to talk about what we know there?
Yeah.
The only information we have on the suspect, the possible shooter, is taken from closed circuit TV here on campus. We do have that. We're analyzing it, but it is security camera footage, so you can kind of guess what the quality of that is. But we do know dressed in all dark clothing. But we don't have a much better description other than that.
Where did the shot came from?
The shot came from here on campus, from a location at a
fair,
potentially from a roof, yes. A longer distance shot from a roof.
So to clarify, with the security camera footage you have and the person of interest that's in custody, does that match up?
That's what we're trying to decipher right now.
So did FBI or DHS have anything on the threat board this morning?
I can't speak.
I'll just say that the investigation's ongoing, and as soon as we have further information, we will be sure to release it.
Any indications of foreign intelligence involvement?
As of now, I can't comment on any of that.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little about the security of the event itself? Who was there security-wise, and what happens on these kind of events?
Chief Long.
So my name is Jeff Long. I'm the police chief here at UVU, and I'll tell you right now, we are devastated. We're a small police department. We have a very large campus. We have over 40,000 students, and we love our students. We love our visitors, and we're devastated by what happened today. This is the police chief's nightmare. I'm very saddened for the Kirk family. I know his wife and parents found out about this. You know, obviously he's away from home. He's here in Utah. They find out by a police officer that visits their home. That's tragic. Nobody wants that. But I can tell you about our venue today. This was an open venue. This is outside. We did have six officers working that event. We had probably over 3,000 people that were in attendance. It sat down in kind of a bowl area here on the central campus. We have a waterfall area. And so he was kind of in a lower area.
This is just a quick update. You're now listening to Jeff Long. He is the police chief at Utah Valley University, giving his thoughts on the death of Charlie Kirk. You're listening live to News Radio 92.3.
You know, these things, unfortunately,
you're watching this live press conference from Orem, Utah. Normally, we are on the air with World News Tonight. We will join the broadcast in just a moment. I want to bring you up to speed on what we just learned. There is a person of interest now in custody. They are interviewing this person. It is not the same person that was taken into custody for a short period of time earlier in the day. That person has been cleared. Again, there is a person of interest in custody. They have no intelligence at this point to believe that there was anyone else involved as of yet. They believe that shot was fired from a building on campus, a separate location, a distance away from where Charlie Kirk was. Again, Charlie Kirk shot and killed on that Utah campus this afternoon. Our team is standing by. We'll have much more throughout the evening. And for those of you in the East, World News Tonight starts just moments from now.
Tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Orr's and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, You should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English, and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Kristen Austin. Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, here's your latest Fox update for the afternoon, and what a day it is in sports.
Fox Sports Update.
Clanks it up the upper deck.
on Root Sports Northwest. Almost 6 years since Randy Arozarena got traded from the Cardinals to the Rays for pitcher Matthew Liberatore. Arozarena, now with the Seattle Mariners, hit a blast off the upper deck at T-Mobile Park off Liberatore. Still with St. Louis, the Mariners beat the Cardinals 5-3 and moved within one game of the Astros for first place in the American League West. Houston was leading Toronto 3-1 in the ninth inning. The Blue Jays tied the score, forced extra innings. In the 10th, Tyler Heineman drove in the winning run. Blue Jays 4, Astros 3. Toronto leads the American League East by 3 games over the Yankees and the Red Sox. New York's bullpen gave up 9 runs in the 7th inning last night against the AL Central leading Tigers and lost 12-2. The Red Sox won their 3rd game in a row, 6-0 over the Athletics. Boston called up pitcher Connelly Early to make his Major League debut. Connelly Early tied a Red Sox record with 11 strikeouts in his first start. Michael Hellman hit a 2-run home run for the Rangers and saved a 2-run home run with his glove. Texas beat Milwaukee 5-4. The Rangers remained a game and a half behind the Mariners for the final American League wildcard spot. The Guardians won their 5th game in a row, 2-0 over the Royals. Cleveland 2.5 behind Seattle for the last playoff spot in the American League. National League wildcard race: Giants within 2 games of the Mets for the final spot. San Francisco beat Arizona 5-3. The Reds 3 games back after a 4-2 win over the Padres. San Diego dropped 2 games back of Los Angeles in the NL West. Dodgers beat the Rockies 7-2. 2 home runs for Teoscar Hernandez. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
548 News Radio 92.3. Former World Series champion with the Chicago Cubs has announced on social media he's calling it a career. Jared Max has more for us.
One of the most popular players ever for a baseball franchise around since the 1870s, former Chicago Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo retired Wednesday at age 36. Rizzo, who played his last of 4 years with the Yankees in 2024, will return to Wrigley Field Saturday. He'll officially retire as a Cub and become a team ambassador. 9 years ago, Rizzo caught the final out of the 2016 World Series that ended the Cubs' 108-year drought without a title. A staple in the Chicago community for 10 years, the 3-time All-Star and 4-time Gold Glove winner formed the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation that has raised over $20 million for families and children fighting pediatric cancer. Rizzo himself beat cancer, diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma at age 18, before he went on to play a 14-year Major League career. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Green Bay Packers hosting the Washington Commanders tomorrow night for Thursday Night Football. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says Washington's offense hard to stop. Both teams off to 1-0 starts following Week 1 home wins over division rivals. Green Bay hasn't played Washington since 2022, where they lost on the road. Tomorrow night's game kicks off from Lambeau Field at 7:15, and coverage will be starting at 6:30 on our sister station ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and the absolutely free ESPN and Pensacola mobile app.
Here's today's health news.
The Attorney General and Health and Human Services Secretary were on site of a massive seizure of illegal vape products in Illinois as federal law enforcement fanned out across the country for similar operations. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Pam Bondi and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke from Bensonville, Illinois, the site of the largest vaping product seizure.
Many of these products were smuggled in from China, circumventing regulations.
She says the vape products have fun names like cotton candy and Fruit Loops.
Watermelon ice. Targeting a child? Also, an American flag on it. Don't let the American flag fool you. It's Chinese.
She said one pen could contain the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes and are filled with other chemicals and heavy metals. The ATF and FDA operation seized products in 6 states, including 5 distributors and 9 retailers. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And to make America, the Make America Healthy Again Commission is out with its second report. It reportedly features several policy reforms that the Trump administration is expected to support. The Department of Health and Human Services also plans to create a mental health diagnosis and prescription working group to evaluate prescription patterns for comic psychiatric medications. The previous report had argued that children are taking too many medications.
Okay, consumers taking their time deciding their purchases at the grocery store. Lisa Brady explains in House Call for Health.
A new study shows people may have aisle anxiety and decision fatigue during their trip to the grocery store. The nationwide survey of 2,000 adults by Talker Research finds most people spend about 4 minutes deciding on each item they buy at the supermarket. Many say shopping feels like an investment, especially for products tied to health, wellness, or those with a long shelf life. And the numbers tell the story. 41% admit second-guessing half the choices made in a given day. More than a quarter say even the simplest decisions can leave them stressed. And at the supermarket, 40% of consumers say they research food products more today than they did 5 years ago. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Shares of Oracle gained more than 35% after reporting massive cloud demand numbers, setting the company to a historic gain today. The cloud giant posting an all-time high and had its best day since 1992. The Senate Banking Committee voting today to advance the nomination by President Donald Trump of Steven Moran to become Federal Reserve Governor for at least the next several months. That vote coming after a federal judge temporarily blocked Trump from firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. 5 years after its $1.3 billion acquisition of Zoox, Amazon is officially entering the U.S. robo-taxi scene. Zoox is offering free rides from select locations on the Las Vegas Strip starting today. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow falling 220 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ set fresh records, up slightly. Crude oil futures for October are under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Apple has new iPhones and other things for your consideration. Very interesting here. Edmund Brown has the report.
Apple debuted its new tech for the coming year, holding to a goal the company's late founder Steve Jobs once set.
Design goes beyond just how something looks or feels. Design is also how it works.
Apple CEO Tim Cook during Tuesday's streaming presentation. There are four new iPhones, an iPhone 17, 17 Pro, and 17 Pro Max, but also a first-ever iPhone Air, no thicker than a few credit cards. And the new AirPods Pro 3 will allow for live translation, where people can hear what others say in other languages. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison claiming the title of world's richest person. According to Bloomberg, tech billionaire Elon Musk has been unseated after Ellison's wealth jumped to $393 billion following Oracle's stunningly strong earnings report Tuesday. Musk, who reportedly has a net worth of around $385 billion, first captured the title all the way back in 2021.
Well, the Trump administration is targeting how drug companies can now advertise. A little bit of changing here. Ryan Speltz has the information for you.
A new memorandum is targeting, quote, misleading drug advertising on both television and social media.
It's had a disastrous impact on human health, on people's relationships with their doctors.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. on Fox's special report says it allows the administration to reinstate a requirement for drug companies to state all their side effects in ads. Officials say the initiative would also pressure drug companies to abide by transparency laws, with the administration sending hundreds of cease and desist and thousands of warning letters to companies, saying it plans to enforce current regulations surrounding drug ads. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 555. As I live and breathe on the dot here, we will get one final check at the roads and weather for you this hour, a much-needed one. Let's see. We do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road near the intersection with Nine Mile Road, and maybe a little bit at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not giving you much trouble at all. As for the last major spot, maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, low of 69. And we're going to have sunny, mostly clear days for the rest of your work week and into the weekend, just like we've had for the past few days. And with this lack of rain, while it's pleasant, we're going to see the highs creep up a little bit as a result.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You know, some people just don't like paying their bills, you know?
Can you blame them?
Yeah, well, a cruise passenger actually dove overboard to avoid paying its debt. Ted Linder has the story.
Authorities say Jay Gonzalez-Diaz was on board Royal Caribbean's Rhapsody of the Seas, leapt into the water near Puerto Rico as the ship returned to port. Investigators say it was all to dodge a $16,000 gambling debt. He was rescued by someone on a jet ski and then later caught carrying multiple IDs, $14,000 in cash, and two phones. Gonzalez-Diaz allegedly told officers he jumped to avoid declaring the money. He now faces federal charges and up to 5 years in prison. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And longtime stuntman Neil Summers is dead at age 81. Summers is best known for playing the rodent in the 1990 crime action movie Dick Tracy, and he also landed appearances in RoboCop, The Shawshank Redemption, My Name is Nobody, and more. A close family friend tells TMZ Summers died at his home in Kanab, Utah last Thursday, surrounded by loved ones. According to TMZ, the actor died from natural causes, but there is no official cause of death at this time.
Okay, we do know this. Today marks the peak of the hurricane season. So far, there have been six named storms in a season actually predicted to be above normal. Instead, the National Hurricane Center is watching tropical waves, not hurricanes, or tropical storms, or even tropical depressions. Nice quiet hurricane season so far. But as Fox Weather hurricane specialist Brian Norcross says, be careful. It's not over.
The tropical Atlantic is just hostile to tropical development. The temperatures in the atmosphere are not conducive. There's dust lingering late into the season. The high pressure over the Atlantic is unusually strong. Looking ahead after this week and maybe late into next week, indications are that the Atlantic will become more conducive. And by late in September and into October, we look back into the Gulf and into the Western Caribbean for development. And in those areas at that time, development is expected to be more likely. Brian Norcross, Fox Weather.
And Audible, adding more star power to its 7-part Harry Potter audiobook adaptation. Keira Knightley, Simon Pegg, James McAvoy all have been added to the adaptation's voice cast. They'll join previously announced stars like Hugh Laurie, Michelle Gomez, and Riz Ahmed. Arabella Stanton, who will play Hermione, I always get that name wrong, I know that ain't right, in the upcoming HBO TV series, will also voice the character for Audible. The first audiobook, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, will be released November 4th, followed by the remaining 6 books once a month through May.
Dick Van Dyke turns 100 in December. Fans can celebrate at the movies. Now, Michelle Polino has more.
Movie theaters across the country will celebrate Dick Van Dyke's 100th birthday this December with a new documentary, Dick Van Dyke, 100th Celebration. Fathom Entertainment announced Wednesday the film will hit theaters December 13th and 14th over his birthday weekend. 3 decades in the making, the feature-length film showcases Van Dyke's 80-plus years in entertainment.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim.
With clips from Mary Poppins, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Bye Bye Birdie, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and more. It also features new interviews with Van Dyke, sharing never-before-heard stories. Tickets for Dick Van Dyke 100th Celebration go on sale October 31st. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I gotta tell you, especially when it comes to just, because anybody can say you look good for 100. How can you look bad at 100 years old? But especially with how Dick Van Dyke is up and moving, still very active, I can't even imagine that.
Had a chance to work with him at WDSU Television Channel 6 in New Orleans.
Nice guy.
I don't know. I mean, I really you know,
didn't work with him that much.
Not that closely. Oh, hey, Chris, how you doing? Okay, news coming up in about 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.